This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. State lawmakers in both the House and Senate will be going back into session within the hour. HPR's government reporter Ryan Finnerty joins us to talk about how lawmakers plan to address the state's budget shortfall. Good morning, Ryan.
Morning, Catherine.
So what's on the agenda?
The main focus of this three-week session of the legislature is going to be spending roughly $600 million in remaining money from the federal CARES Act that was given to Hawaii. This was the big coronavirus pandemic relief bill that Congress passed and gave out a lot of money to each state and to large cities around the country, billions to each state, to cover unexpected expenses related to the pandemic and responding to the pandemic. Under a plan that lawmakers released last week, most of that money is going to go towards things like supplementing state unemployment payments, rent assistance for residents who rent their homes rather than owning them. They're also going to be improving health screenings at airports and offsetting the cost of child care and purchasing about $100 million worth of PPP or PPE, rather, to distribute to essential services like public schools and nonprofits that are working in the community. So that will be the main focus. But there is also, as you mentioned, a pretty substantial hole in the state budget that they will also have to look at. Everyone listening might remember that last month, lawmakers attempted to solve that. They've set aside about $1 billion from funds that hadn't been spent. They basically reallocated it, so they didn't have to cut any spending. But that wasn't quite enough to cover it all. There's still about $400 million, a gap of $400 million that they need to make up. And CARES Act money can't be used for that. The money from the federal government can only be used to pay for unexpected expenses, not already budgeted spending items from state and city governments. So lawmakers will have to either reassign other existing funds or approve the borrowing of money to pay for those expenses. So far, they have expressed their preference to borrow that money. But what that means is that the legislative agenda that they announced in January has been drastically changed. You may remember that lawmakers, leaders in the House and Senate, and the governor unveiled a pretty substantial package of legislation that was targeted tax cuts and spending initiatives aimed at reducing the local cost of living. Those are largely now on hold, according to House Majority Leader Della Albalati.
The fiscal situation has completely changed. So I know that there are calls for us to, you know, continue to talk about minimum wage, the EIT tax credit. Those are very unlikely to move because the situation has just changed so dramatically. I will say that we are continuing to look at the early education bills. So, but it's still very preliminary. That's why we kind of need this week to really kind of dig in to see what has fiscal appropriation impacts and what doesn't.
So how do they plan to address the shortfall?
As I mentioned, they've so far expressed their preference, the lawmakers, for borrowing the money rather than cutting spending, which would most likely be accomplished through at least some use of furloughs to the public workforce. When it comes to where that money could actually come from, there's a couple of options. The Federal Reserve, the U.S. Central Bank, has what's called a municipal liquidity facility. It has these different facilities that lend money to other banks. Even private companies can access it now, and also state and city governments around the country. And the lawmakers have authorized the governor to borrow money to plug that budget hole. There's also the option to go to the private bond market and cover some of the expenses that way, particularly the annual contribution to state workers' pensions could be covered through bonds as sort of a temporary way to offset that. So far it seems like that is what's going to happen. There will be the money will be borrowed in some form. $400 million is not a small amount of money, but in terms of the overall state budget, it's not a huge percentage. So it is a manageable amount. And that would allow the government to avoid furloughs and pay cuts to public workers for now. And that's been very encouraging to labor leaders who say they wanted to really avoid furloughs like we saw during the 2008 recession. One of the people I spoke with was president of the state teachers union, Corey Rosenlee, and he told me that the union is pleased so far with lawmakers' efforts to avoid furloughs.
You know, we've learned from our mistakes in the past when we had furlough Fridays, and we know the devastating impact it's had even a decade later. You know, not only did we have an impact on our students, but even now it's had a long-term impact on the teacher shortage that we have in Hawaii. A decade later, we have seen the consistent drop in teachers. And what we've seen from the data is that it scared off a lot of potential teachers who were in college at the time from ever entering the profession.
Leaders in the legislature have echoed that they recognize the long-term damage that was done by Furlough Fridays and want to try and avoid that. The sentiment expressed by HSTA, the teachers union, was echoed by HGEA, which is the non-teacher union for public workers, and they added that there will be a lot of other services besides education that would be impacted by Furlough Fridays, everything from invasive species control to homeless outreach are handled by state funds and some state workers. So everyone seems eager to avoid furloughs. The issue is that it's very unclear how long this recession is going to last and how much money the state can actually afford to borrow, because if lawmakers and the governor do borrow the money from either the Federal Reserve or the private bond market, they have to pay that back with interest. And that means that at some point they're going to have to spend public money on that debt service. And the tourism industry is going to be depressed for at least a few years, according to most estimates. And tax revenue is going to be depressed along with that. So they're very cognizant that if they borrow too much money, they may not be able to pay it back, which could have some pretty serious consequences. Everyone seems to be hoping that Congress will provide another round of financial assistance to states and cities later in the summer that would not have to be paid back, like this CARES Act money. But that's not a sure thing. It's going to be a political football. And so they have to kind of move forward with a plan for securing those funds in the absence of any kind of assurances from Washington.
Yeah, and I know HGA was telling its members this weekend that their bills for their raises is up for, I think, Wednesday in the queue. So they'll be watching to see what happens there. Thanks so much, Ryan.
Sure thing, Catherine.
That was HPR's government and public policy reporter, Ryan Finnerty. You can read his stories at hawaiipublicradio.org.